All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. That was Edge of Paradise. Heard a couple of tracks from them. Heard Ghost and Rise for the Fallen Edge. And that's from a release called The Immortal Waltz. Just interviewed Margarita from that band just now. Thanks to her. Thanks to Aaron and Christine from Graphic Equalizer to come in and have a chat with us and talk about that band as well as Deadlight Holiday, which we also interviewed. Very interesting hour. But it is time now for some actual live music as it happens. And in the studio right now, we have Inori. And just for the listeners, if you don't mind, can you pronounce it, please, for me? So make sure I'm pronouncing it right and spell it as well. Sorry. I'm sorry, one more time.
Inori. I-N-O-R-I.
Okay. Where does that come from? Is it got a meaning? Is it just a made-up word? Or
it comes from the Japanese language. It means golden prayer.
Okay, okay. I am enlightened.
Indeed.
You're welcome.
All right, so I actually don't have a playlist in front of me, but that's cool. But what we can do is, if you can do me a favor, as you do play each song, just announce what it's called before you play it, okay?
All right. This first one's called Rise.
All right. Let's get started.
Sleep. I wanna believe.
What you do to me? How is this fair? Love is not free.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 in the studio in Ori. All right. How long you guys been around playing together, that is?
Since December 2015.
Okay, so not that long, really, no?
No.
Okay. Sounding pretty good, considering you only been doing it that long, huh?
Yeah. Thank you. Practice.
Practice makes perfect, yes, yes. Okay. If you don't mind, if you could go around the room and just kind of introduce yourselves, your name, what you play, what you do, et cetera, et cetera.
My name's Matt. I'm vocals. I've been singing since I was about 14, 15 years old. I work at a grocery store. It's a lot of fun.
My name's Will. I'm guitars in the band. I've been playing guitar since I was about 14, and piano since I was about 4.
My name's Ryan. I play guitar as well. I am a mechanic and looking to make music my career.
I'm Chris. I play bass. I've been playing it since about April of 2007, and I work in the automotive industry.
My name is John. I'm the drummer. I've been playing about as long as Chris has been playing bass, and I also work in the automotive industry at a benchmarking firm.
Interesting. Okay. So how did you guys get together? How did you find each other?
So it originally started with me and Matt. We came across a mutual friend, so obviously he's an awesome vocalist. I've been playing guitar for a while, so it just made sense to start a band, and you know, we just kind of worked off resources and networking, and that's how we came to be.
Okay.
And I used to work with Matt at the same grocery store, and then he said they needed a bass player, so I said, okay.
Yeah.
And I replaced the original drummer.
And John over here on drums is my younger brother, so that's how he got into the band.
Oh, he knew somebody. That's how it happened, huh?
Yeah, I
knew
someone,
too. Somebody,
All right, that's cool. But you share a, I don't know, a musical dream, I guess?
Absolutely.
No, we hate music.
We don't listen to music.
You just like to make noise, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay, let's do another song.
This next one's called Anchors.
This one's in the key of anger.
This one's in the key of anger at a steady 170 beats per minute.
In the middle of the night, I came in through your window. You should have locked it up real tight. Watching you sleep, chloroform by the bed. I dragged you to my car. You should. You're drowning a sea with your cries. I have a real good alibi, and so bother fighting. Anchors to weigh you down, I'll push you in. You should have just left her alone. A lesson learned. Bounding in, I can hear you whining. Then annoyance will only make things worse. Scream, oh, you are just staying where you are. You should feel the rising tide. You're drowning a sea with your cries. I have a real good alibi, so bother fighting. Anchors to weigh you down, I'll push you in. Should have just kept her alone. A lesson learned. You hate to go around.
I have a little love of mine. Don't bother fighting. Fingers to wear you down. I'll push you in. Should've just left her alone. A lesson learned.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I'm your host, Scott Bowright, as always. And in the studio as we speak, we have the band Inori. All right, you gentlemen have shows coming up?
Yeah, we have a show coming up this Saturday at the Crow Foot Ballroom in Pontiac.
Okay. Is that... late show, early show?
There's quite a few bands playing. The doors open at 3.
Okay. I always try to have the bands clarify, because, you know, when you just say you're having a show, sometimes they just assume it's a typical bar show, doesn't even get going until 9:30, 10 o'clock, and, hey, they might miss you if they don't know otherwise.
Yeah, the doors open at 3 o'clock. Like Matt said, there's quite a few bands playing, so we're headlining, fortunately, so we should be around, like, 9 o'clock, I'm assuming, but the set times will... vary, and you know, we're gonna find out tonight the actual time, so we're gonna post it on our Facebook and go from there.
So you're the big boys this weekend.
Big boys.
But even then, it's still, you're not going on that late though, you know.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's good, it's a Saturday night, so you know, most of our friends, we have the day jobs, so they get to come out and enjoy a good night, get home early and sleep,
or whatever you feel like doing, you know.
Yeah.
So they were... What's that? Yeah, what's your Facebook page? How do we get to that?
It's Facebook/Inori15. It's INORI15.
Okay, thanks for that. So, yeah, I mean, if they really do want to see you, then they should be there by 8 or so then, right? To make sure.
That's a good plan, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Any other bands that you know of that are off the top of your head that are playing with you?
Yeah, what's the Creeping that? Chaos will be there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about all the bands we're pretty familiar with. We've played with Creeping Chaos for quite a few shows, and that's really the only name that's been stuck around with us. So.
Okay. Does the show have an actual title, like a name? Or?
Michigan Music Festival.
Yeah, the Michigan Music Festival.
Okay.
So I think it's like their fifth one, the Crowfoot. They sponsor it, and sponsored by another radio station, but
which we can't mention, but
exactly.
That's okay, you know. All right, but the best thing for them to do is to Google it, the Michigan Festival, and then
if you actually type our name in to a search engine, it will come up with quite a few like sale vendors, so you can get the tickets that way. Contact us through Facebook as well. We'd be willing to drive out, get you a decent price on the tickets.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Any other shows, or?
Not as of yet. We're starting college here pretty soon, so got to focus on the studies and get back to playing music towards the wintertime.
Understandable, yes, yes, yes. What are some of the venues that you've played in the past few months? Just curious.
We've played at the Ritz down in Warren.
Uh-huh.
We've also played at the Token Lounge a number of times out in Westland.
Okay.
And the Diesel Concert Lounge in... New Baltimore, Chesterfield area.
Okay. So you definitely made the circuit, that's for sure. That's cool.
Yeah, we get around a few.
That's good. That's good. Make people from all around the Tri-County area know who you are. All right, cool. All righty. Well, let's play another one then, I guess.
This next one's called Time to Breathe. Thank you.
Open up your eyes, my love. Swallow hard, the toughest road is only begun. If you can face the world, the darkness lay, and the path will show that it's time to pay. We can walk.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. Live in the studio, we have Inori. All right. So that was a track called Time to Breathe, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
The easiest one for you to play?
Yeah.
Yes.
And why is that? Oh, okay.
More patience than energy.
Lots of patience, yes.
It kind
of
sounds like I'm putting the song down. It's a good song. It's just
just one of the more simpler ones that we have going on. So it's a nice way to lead into our slower songs that are coming up, and then kind of break down from the heavier stuff we do, and then to break back into it.
Especially so. Anchors, I'm always sweating after I play that one.
So it's a nice little break for the drummer.
Like most bands, I see they do that.
Well, I'd say Jelly or John, but I'm not sure people would understand what I'm saying, so I'm saying the drummer. So I'll go the drummer, John. Or, well, our
John the
name,
drummer?
John the drummer. Our drummer's name is John. Nice to meet you. John.
I will.
Okay. I'll accept that, I guess. All right. Okay. Trying to figure out a couple things here. Again, this is the Motor/Motor Live Drive at 5 show. You can hear it every Thursdays from 4 to 6. 4 to 5, I do in-person and phone interviews. I play pre-recorded music from all kinds of great local bands of all genres. And at 5 to 6, we do live stuff, and this is no exception. We have the band Inori doing a live set for us, and they've got a show coming up this Saturday at the Crowfoot Lounge. That's in Pontiac.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else? I'm drawing a blank. It's been a long day.
I don't blame you. It has.
Crowfoot isn't necessarily a lounge. It's a ballroom. If you look it up, you find the Crowfoot Ballroom.
Okay.
But there's not much dancing.
Unless you consider moshing dancing, you know.
It's a form of dancing, I guess, right?
You know, art is in the eye of the beholder, so yeah, moshing can be dancing.
Or the eye of the dancer,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Especially if you get a little more specialized, like skanking, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. That sounds dirty. Not sure if I've ever skanked before.
No?
No, can't say it's on my resume, I'll be honest.
You've seen it done if you don't know what it is. You just didn't know what it was called.
If it is what I'm thinking, then... Yeah,
is that the one where people, like, just, like, kick and jump to ska music?
Pretty much. You're moshing and you're doing kind of like the river dance at the same time. That's the best way to describe it.
A river mosh. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Know, the legs kind of go back and forth in rhythm, but you got to, like, hit your partner at the same time.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So it's like moshing with the feet.
It's a lot of fun, but you got to have balance.
Over yonder, we call that something else. So that's...
Okay.
I hadn't heard it called skanking before.
Yeah, well, I'm old school. I go back to the 90s, you know.
Oh, yeah, the good old days, the 90s.
Early 90s, late 80s, whatever.
Yeah, when we were, like, two.
So you remember it well, then.
Oh, vividly, yes.
Everything from about 2 feet down.
Hey, I considered myself pretty lucky. I was born at the right time. I got to kind of enjoy just about everything. I was just a little too young for Woodstock.
Oh, Woodstock of 94?
Yeah. Thank you. I like you. But I got to catch pretty much all the good stuff after that. I can't say I'm that happy with the newest stuff overall. Yeah. There is still great music coming out today.
You gotta kind of fish
like
for
us.
It.
Still... Yeah. Yeah. But you really have to look hard for it now.
Yeah.
Or you can just listen to Nori.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the reason why, you know, I get good music is I bring people to me. You know, I'm too lazy now to, like, go out and look for it. I just say, hey, you come here.
So you let the good music come to you.
Uh-huh. I'm not stupid.
I see how it is. Yeah. See, you got to play hard to get. That's what it is.
I try.
You don't show interest, and then they show interest in you.
Exactly. Oh, this is great. All right, why don't we play another one?
This one's called Demons.
Yeah.
It's sounding good, gentlemen.
Thank you.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 in the studio in Nori. So, who did you pay off or sleep with to get this headlining spot here at Crowfoot?
We just made good friends with our friend Paul Smash Cobb. He helped us out a lot to try to find some shows for us to play at. And he came to us one day and was like, "Hey, we got this cool little gig for you." So we're like, "Oh, sweet."
So. And decided to give you the top slot. Cool, yeah.
And we'd rather not mention the name of the person we slept with. It's a little embarrassing
people.
For us. People, I'm sorry. We'd rather not mention all the names of the people we slept with because it's embarrassing.
Well, you people. Everyone else.
We do get around.
Well, as long as one of them wasn't Paul, I mean. Yeah.
No.
Again, I'm not going to mention any names.
Okay. Yeah, Paul's a nice guy. I haven't seen him in so long, it's not funny. We deal with each other all the time, you know, because he's always bringing bands like yourself onto the radio station. But, God, I can't remember the last time I actually physically saw him in the same room. But he's a good guy. Yeah, he's been around a long time. He's been in the business. He knows what it's like to be in a band and all that good stuff.
Definitely knows his stuff. He's a cool guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't live that far from me either. I could probably walk to his house from where I'm at.
Close.
And you still haven't seen him in a while, though.
It's just like one of those things. You ever had, you know, I have the same thing to say about my sister. She lives like 2 miles from me. I see her like once every year and a half, maybe, if I'm lucky.
Ooh. Bad brother, I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't mean that we're not close or we don't get along. We just, in fact, that's why we do get along. We don't see each other that often, right?
That's the trick, right?
I know how that works, yes, yeah.
Maybe that's why, you know, Paul and I get along so well. We don't see each other much. All right, well, that's cool. I'm glad he got a hold of you and decided to take you under his wing, so to speak. And, yeah, that's great. Okay, so what do we have next?
This next one's called When It's Lit.
When It's Lit. Okay.
It's off our EP.
Yes, it is.
It's called Rise.
Does it matter? It all ends the same.
Right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, in the studio in Norrie. So I heard you mention before you began that song that's going to be on your EP. When does the EP come out, do you know?
Actually, the EP is out right now.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And how would our listeners get a hold of that? Many different ways?
Contact us on Facebook as of right now. We'll find a way to get it to you.
All right. And obviously, if they go see it, a show.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any plans for anything after that? A full length or another EP or just kind of chilling now?
The working musician curse. So, you know, we fund the album ourselves. You know, we could only afford so much at a time. You know, we want to put together a full length album. If the opportunity comes, then that'd be awesome.
Understandable. Sure. Sure. Okay.
Studio time is expensive. Very expensive.
Yes, it
Sorry,
is.
Sorry, Kevin.
And then there's the distribution and making the CD physically and all that good stuff.
And people need to want to buy it.
That kind of helps, you know.
Yeah.
It's worth the money, though. It's a very good experience.
Oh, yeah.
It's just super cool to hear our stuff recorded and put down. It's mixed very nicely, and I don't know, it's kind of gives you little goosebumps every time you hear it. It's like, oh, that's me.
You can pop it in your car in the CD player.
Yeah.
You can give a copy, hint, hint, to WHFR. They can play it on the radio, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
We could, couldn't we?
Yes, we could.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah, we will.
We might. We might. You got to play cool. Got to play cool.
Yeah, okay.
Let them come to us.
All right. He's learning. All right, so sounds like things are going quite well for you anyway, though. But you will be busy in about another week or so, I guess. All, pretty much most of you going back to school, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm going back. John, the drummer, is going back. Are you going back? Will, the guitarist? No. You are going back? Aw, that's adorable. Ryan, the guitarist, is going back, and Matt is...
Matt's going back to work.
Right? Making that those stacks, man. Yeah,
those wads stacks. Of cash.
Wads of grocery store cash.
So what are you going to be studying, each of you?
I am studying engineering biology.
Okay.
At a college that isn't this college. Can I say the name of it?
Yeah, that's fine.
At Oakland University.
Okay. You're just beginning, or you're like halfway through? Or
because I work full-time, I go to college part-time, so this is actually starting my seventh year of college to get my bachelor's degree.
Gotcha. Understand. I know. Been there, done that. Okay.
Yeah, it's not going quickly.
Hey, but you're going there. That's the important.
I am going, yes. I did a summer class, and that made my hair turn gray, but I am still going.
Well, at least yours just turned gray. I lost mine, you know.
I don't know. Bald kind of looks cooler than gray hair, I'll be...
Well, you might try it. You never know.
Yeah, I do have a razor.
It's all it takes.
I am also going to Oakland University, but for mechanical engineering.
Uh-huh.
I should have 2 to 2.5 years left for that.
Okay.
Yep. Ryan, what are you doing?
Yeah, sticking around with the automotive field, of course. So I have some automotive service classes I need to take to get my associates and go from there.
Okay. So the rest, yeah.
Well,
that's
we can
okay.
Talk to the girlfriend, but she's not.
I went to College of Creative Studies for graphic design. So.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, if things ever get too much for you, not a hand. I have a degree in psychology.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Because I know the life of rock stars, you know, it could get pretty hectic mentally, you know?
Yes, yes.
All right, what do we have for us now?
This one's called Just As I Am.
Just As I Am, okay. We'll be right back.
to them so I can notice the beauty and the differences in the things that I need and what I want until the writer's end.
Ah, that's an interesting way to end a song there. Cool. All
right. Thank you.
Again, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5, and Nori's in the house. So, for those listeners that might not have been tuned in at the very beginning of the show, one more time, you have a show coming up Saturday?
Yeah, at the Crowfoot Ballroom in Pontiac. The doors open at 3 o'clock.
Okay, and you guys will be playing fairly early, even though you're the big shots, right?
We're thinking probably around 9. We're not sure yet, though. Yeah. But we'll find out today or tomorrow the exact set time.
9:30-ish, but not midnight or anything like that, huh?
Correct,
okay. And it sounds like there's a lot of other great bands. They could probably go on the Crowfoot website and find out more as far as that goes. And any other information they need is at your Facebook page, and that is again?
Facebook.com/Inori15. It's INORI15.
Okay.
Drop us a like.
There you go. See? He knows what he's doing. All right. So let's see. We got about 15 more minutes. How many more songs we got set up?
All of them.
All of them. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, two more.
Two more.
Yeah.
Is that going to get us all the way till 6, or?
If not, we can pull another one out.
Yeah.
If not, we can just cuddle.
We'll play another song instead of cuddle, though.
What is it about cuddling today? People that were in the studio earlier, they were talking about that. Yeah. Hang out with us. Give us hugs.
It's way too hot in here to do that.
I have nothing to do with that movement that was going on earlier. I just thought it'd be funny.
I don't know. Okay. Well, so either way, you got me covered then? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we have now?
This next one's also off our EP. It's called Weathered.
Okay.
Sell your phone. fall asleep.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5. I'm your host, Scott Boatwright, as always. Live in the studio, we have Inori, and we're having a great time here. We got time for a couple more songs, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should do it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we might as well just keep it going, because that should take us up until 6. What do you think?
Solid plan, yeah.
All right. So what do you have this time?
This one's the first song on our EP. It's called This War.
All right.
Take
Sounds good, man. I like that one, definitely. Okay, well, I want to thank you gentlemen for coming down and playing for us.
Well, enjoyed it?
Yeah. Please come back again next time when you get more music or another release.
Anytime.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And we should have definitely enough time. Even if you go a little bit over six, that's cool. You know, just...
Okay.
So,
What do you prefer?
Dependency.
All right, so that's the name of the track, Dependency?
Dependency, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. All right, once again, one more time, Inori.
Oh,
I'm Dick Lanchinsky.
Randy Dunn.
Reg Nicholas.
We're the Hatchet Men.
And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.
It's that time of year again. The leaves will start to change color, the smell of baked goods will be in the air, and the campus of Henry Ford College will be abuzz. Fall enrollment at Henry Ford College is going on now, and the deadline is quickly approaching. If you plan to enroll in any of the hundreds of courses offered at Henry Ford College for the upcoming fall semester, make sure to get enrolled as soon as possible, as classes are quickly filling. You can save thousands of dollars by choosing classes at HFC versus other colleges in the area. HFC is one of the few schools to offer free parking to save you even more cash. There's so many benefits to choosing HFC that they can't even be listed. Get enrolled today to save time and money while getting a high-quality education from a college that has been future-driven since 1938. Classes begin August 25th, so get those choices made today and ensure your future. For more information about enrollment and classes being offered, visit www.hfcc.edu or come visit the Welcome Center.
Commercial radio has forgotten a lot of the classics. Whatever happened to psychedelic rock and blues rock of the 60s? The early R&B and blues sounds of the 50s and 60s? They're back here at WHFR Radio on the Rollin' and Tumblin' program.